Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The town of Warren Point sits on the shore of Carlingford Lough. Before the war, it was a tourist hotspot, its excellent railway links bringing holidaymakers to this glorious gateway to the Mourns. But on the 7th of July 1915, the town attracted visitors for an altogether different reason. Massive casualties at the front had left the army desperate for fresh troops, and Warren Point was deemed the ideal spot for a spectacular recruitment event. Dr. Gavin Hughes has studied newspaper accounts of the day.
Belfast Newsletter, Thursday the 8th of July 1915. The massed bands played pleasing selections. A fanfare of trumpets and the playing of the national anthem announced the arrival of His Excellency the Lord Lieutenant.
In 1915, if you were actually here, you would have been surrounded by hundreds, if not thousands, of people, all jostling to hear the music of the military bands which were playing here, and the Belfast Royal Irish Constabulary were playing their hearts out on this very bandstand as well.
Belfast Newsletter, Thursday the 8th of July 1915. Men had come from the extremities of Ireland to testify their willingness to serve with single-minded determination. The Right Honourable Mr. Justice Ross believed serious danger was at their very doors. On the one hand were arrayed arrogance, brute force and tyranny. On the other hand, liberty, justice and right.
One of the main fears is actually that the Germans are going to invade Ireland. And in, certainly in the minds of the recruiting committees, this is something that they want to hammer home to the young lads who would have been in the crowd here today. Look, this town could end up being ashes from a German invasion, and you are the only people who can stop it.
The Lord Lieutenant thought it was now evident that the Germans had long plotted to subvert the liberties of Europe. Those who enlisted in the present crisis were setting a high example of devotion and patriotism. The need was very great, and the emergency was very urgent.
You know, the pressure begins to mount as the day wears on, that especially whenever Sergeant Michael O'Leary, Victoria Cross, is milling about the crowds. And there's quite a lot of men in khaki or in their dressed uniforms. And you know, a man might begin to think, actually, I might be tempted to enlist.
The Lord Lieutenant, who was cordially received on rising, said that he derived the most sincere and unique pleasure from being present. He saw around him men from the north, the south, the east and the west of Ireland, all assembled for a common purpose. They had the Lord Mayor of Dublin. They also had, perhaps a stranger in these parts, the Lord Mayor of Cork. They had the Mayor of Derry and the High Sheriff of Belfast, as well as the High Sheriff of Dublin. The gathering contained representatives from all parts of Ireland, and they were met there for a common purpose: to present a common front to the enemy and to disappoint the Kaiser's hope that domestic dissensions would divide Englishmen or Irishmen in their determination to resist the aggression of his arms.
At a day like today, when it's a bit dreary and rainy, and of course it was rainy on the 7th of July 1915 as well, and a lot of these men would probably think that they were being recruited to go off to the Western Front. But that's not necessarily the case. They might have ended up in Salonika or Palestine or the Holy Land campaigns, where they would have ended up in malarial-ridden swamps, the terrible food conditions, the heat, the flies. That's the kind of thing that a recruitment sergeant or a recruitment party will not tell you whenever they're playing, you know, it's a long way to Tipperary, and you'll enlist because you think it's glamorous, and then you end up somewhere where you're being shot at by Turks or Bulgarians whom you think you've got no quarrel with and that you thought you were fighting Germans. The interesting thing is that after 1915, recruitment in Ireland begins to really take a nosedive. As the war goes on, certainly by 1917, most Irish people don't see the war as being relevant to them. It's really only in Ulster that the actual immediacy of the war is still maintained. The goodwill dissipates by 1916, and by 1917 the state of the country is in such a different set of circumstances to the way it was in 1915 that an all-Ireland demonstration of the nature that Warren Point actually provided just simply couldn't have been manufactured.
Warren Point, in County Down. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.